Let's get to it. It's Friday, so that means it is time for Big Head Bets. Let me begin this once again by saying, and I want to quote a very wise man who may himself have had a jug. He may have blown into that jug. But that wise man once said, this gambling game is hard, dog.
Well, dog, man, I almost choked on my spit. That rapping game is hard, dog.
This gambling game is hard, dog. I say this not to make an excuse. I say this not to hedge in any way, but merely to state a fact and to remind you that while it is fun, it's fun as hell. It's challenging as hell. There are people who do nothing but study the NFL, who work that beat exclusively, and they pick games, and they're getting their brains beaten in. And I don't mean they go 3-3 or even 2-4 for the weekend. I mean, I've seen guys that I truly respect go 0-4, 0 for the weekend, 0-7, 3-10, 3-12, things like that. I mean, really sharp people who are getting their brains beaten in. You have to keep that in mind, which is why, once again, I want to repeat this. When Dana White joined me on my podcast this week, he reminded me that while he loves blackjack, and I reminded him, while he kills it in blackjack, he hates sports gambling because it's so bleeping hard.
I don't really like to bet on sports. You know how people say it makes the game more interesting? I disagree, man. It's just, it makes me hate the game. You know, like all these crazy things happen, and the game is, there's 30 seconds left of the game, and it's definitely going under. And then all these crazy series of events happen, and the game goes over. And that stuff happens every time I bet on sports. So I don't do it anymore.
You don't like losing, or is there the stress involved?
I hate losing, number one. I hate to lose. Number two, yeah, it's super stressful. And it, you can't tell me that you go into Sunday with the NFL and there's teams that you know, these guys suck, these guys are terrible. There's no way they're going to cover the spread, and they always do. They always manage. The team that shouldn't win wins. The team that shouldn't cover covers.
I'm telling you, man, Dana White nailed that. He's right. So with that in mind, the big head, fresh off getting his ass kicked last night for taking the Saints plus 6.5. We man up. We suck it up. We get ready to head into the weekend so we can get right. What's up, head?
Man, I feel a lot like Dana White tonight, or today, Jim, after last night's game. The one time
it's 10 o'clock in the morning,
points.
Dude. Why are you talking about tonight? It's 10 a.m., dude.
The one time I take the points, I get it right in the face, man.
Right in my face. All right,
right,
that's one for you, head.
I'm waiting.
I was going to ask you how
right
you would describe your head space right now, Hayo, but you did. All right, let's get right to it.
All right.
Dude, behave yourself. Let's get into it, and why don't we start with the one thing that we do know, head, about the NFL right now. Mm-hmm. The one thing we know week to week is that we don't know a damn thing about the NFL. Mm-hmm. Actually, though, there is something I do know. No, wait, head. There are two things that I know. No, wait. There are three things that I know. Number one, Colts running back Jonathan Taylor is a freaking stud. Number two, the Texans run defense is ass. Number three, Taylor is going to run it right down their throats. The Colts are at Houston. They're heavy favorites. I don't think anybody anywhere, including the Texans, think they're going to win. But as usual, it's not about that. We're here to talk about the number and figure out which way we are going to go with that number. What are you seeing in that game? Who do you like?
Colts minus 9.5 is what I got, and I'm hitting that, Jim. I like the Colts a lot. They're getting better and better each week. They waxed the Bills 2 weeks ago, and really, they were the better team against Tampa outside of two bad, stupid plays last week. But like you said, this week, they will run Taylor, and he will go off against a run D that allows 4.5 yards per carry. Their defense should also play big against the worst offense in football in Houston. The Colts are tied with Buffalo for being the best team in football in forcing turnovers. They force 2.3 turnovers per game. Indy is 4-1 on the road via the spread this season. Let's make it 5-1. Indy minus 9.5.
All right, head, I don't know how that pick goes, but that was without question the smoothest you have ever been.
Dude, give me time. Give me
time. Okay, all right, let's go to the next one. There you go. First pick is Colts minus 9.5. Not only are there no sure things in the NFL now, there is almost nobody, head, that I trust anymore. It's like Dana White said, there are certain games, there are certain teams that are straight garbage, and you know
garbage.
There's no way they're going to win or they're going to cover because they're garbage. Then they go out and they do what we thought was impossible, and we get our asses burned, and it happens every single week. Example, Eagles at the Jets. I want to like the Eagles. I want to love Jalen Hurts, but I don't trust the team or the guy because I just don't know week to week what I'm going to get. Good news is, more often than not, we know exactly what we're going to get from the Jets. Garbage. But then again, even the Jets have risen up twice and beaten the Bengals and the Titans. Mm-hmm. So, Head, it's all dicey to me, especially this game. Yet you want to play it. What's the number? How do you see it?
The number is Philly -6.5. I'll take that, Jim. Look, Hurts had the worst game of his career last week against the Giants. If he plays bad here against the 32nd-ranked Jets defense, the thought of him being the franchise quarterback in Philly is iced. I think he bounces back here. The offensive line should impose their will, and they will run wild against the worst run defense in football, according to Pro Football Focus. Also, Zach Wilson is playing. He has 10 picks in 7 games, and that bodes well for Philly's defense. Against the spread, the Jets are 1-6 in their last 7 games via team with a losing record. Philly is 5-7. That's in play. Eagles -6.5.
Head, I got to tell you something, man. You are dialed in. I don't know if it's because you got your ass kicked last night. You are locked in. Good info, smooth delivery. I like it. Let me add to that game. My man Darius Slay is going to get at least one off that turnover machine that is Zach Wilson. I'm going to roll with you on that one. I'm with you. All right, next game. WFT at Vegas. Truth is, generally speaking, I sort of like WFT as a team. Mm-hmm. Not as a dirty, revolting, dysfunctional organization, right, but I sort of like them as a team. Kind of, because they sort of have playmakers that I like. On the flip side, we know the Raiders have had a brutal season off the field, yet somehow, Head, they're 6-5. They're still in the hunt. You have this intriguing battle, too, within the battle. Derek Carr going up against his former head coach, Jack Del Rio. You know there's bad blood there. You know they don't like each other. You know they want to get over on each other. Even though I never know what I'm going to get from the Raiders, somehow, depending on the value I can get, I find myself leaning that way. Because on occasion, Head, you know the Raiders, when they show up, they really show up, and it feels to me like it's one of those weeks. How do you see this matchup?
A lot of people like the Washington football team here, Jim. The number has moved down to Raiders -1.5, and I'll actually take the silver and black here. The Carr v. Jack matchup is the difference in what you just said. Advantage Carr, though. The NFL's leading passer takes on the 30th-ranked pass defense of Del Rio's without some of his best pass rushers. I love Carr here. Also, you want to run the ball against the Raiders, and that's not what Washington does really good on offense. Add the fact
does
that
really
Vegas,
well, not good, well. You're cruising, dude.
I was cruising.
Nice grammar. Go ahead.
The fact as well that the Vegas Raiders haven't played since Thanksgiving, and Washington is traveling across the country on that short week. I like the Raiders -1.5 here, man.
Tell you what, dude, you are just way too smooth, man. What are you, Ivy League educated now? All right, so Raiders -1.5 versus WFT. One of my favorite matchups. No, this is my favorite matchup. My favorite matchup of the weekend, Jags at Rams. I say that because Pervin Liar is in town, which is awesome. Number two, the Rams, more than anybody, need a get-right game this week, and the Jags are the ultimate get-right team. And number three, if the Rams finally nut up and they punch the Jags in the face, then Buddy is in the perfect place in the event that he wants to abandon his team once again and have another Buddy night out. No. He can't just throw on his Ohio State pullover and post up with some co-ed at his own bar. But Buddy can roll right through Hollywood, and nobody will know who the hell he is or even give a damn. He'll be just another middle-aged perv and liar, and this town has a million of them already. So Pervy L is exactly where he needs to be this weekend. Just don't hold the jet for him because he's probably not getting on it with the rest of the team and staff. In terms of the game, which I bring you back for, editorial aside, the Rams are not who we thought they were, Head, but under Perv's tutelage, Trevor Lawrence is not getting better. He's getting worse. What's the number? How you playing it?
That's such a fascinating thought. If Perv Jim can't compose himself with Columbus Skank, how in the world can he handle Los Angeles ass? I don't know, man, but maybe Odell's dad, Splicer, could follow him around all weekend. But the game?
I will allow that.
The Rams are favored by 12.5, and despite not covering in their past 5 games, I'm taking them again. The Jags offense has averaged 11.4 points a game while losing four of their past five games. Like you said, Trevor Lawrence hasn't handled pressure well. Aaron Donald, Von Miller, and Leonard Floyd should be on his backside like Buddy in a bar, often unapologetic and shameless as hell late in the game. Lawrence is also playing without his tight end and possibly his running back, James Robinson. As long as your guy, Matthew Gafford, doesn't go pick six with this thing again, he should feast against that horrible secondary. Let's go Jalen Ramsey in the Rams minus 12.5.
Wow, dude. I don't know how you don't walk off on that. That was your best work to date. However, I know you've got one more game, the Big Head. I feel like I've seen this movie before. Mr. Big Chest, Antonio Brown doing Mr. Big Chest things. Yes, he stayed down for a while. Yes, bringing him in did pay big dividends to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But if you know this guy, you knew it was just a matter of time before Mr. Big Chest started doing Mr. Big Chest things. Mr. Big Chest. Big chests like that never change. And come to find out, he was rocking a fake vax card because, of course, he was. I'm not saying he's the only one. I'm saying, does it surprise anybody at all that he was the one that had it and got caught? So, in other words, the more things change, the more they stay exactly the same. The only thing, Head, that makes me think I've already seen this movie is that the Bucks were struggling recently, like they were struggling last year, and then they got right at the right time. I feel like it's happening again. It feels eerily similar to me as it did last year. How does it feel to you? What's your thought and deal with this game?
Yeah, it's that time. It has that feel for the Bucks to start coming around here. And, dude, AB, this team and Tom is a hell of a lot better when old Frozen Foot's out there. It's unreal how much better and a difference that guy makes with these guys. Now, having said that, I still like Tampa here, Jim, because that number is actually now dropped to 10 points, so minus 10. It could be tricky with it being a road division game, but the Falcons can't rush the passer. They are dead last in the NFL in sacks. They haven't won at home. Tom should feast here, and their defense should be all over Matty Ice. Bucks, they want that first-round bye. Let's lay the 10 and take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
All right, so you never know what's going to happen week to week, but I will say this, Head. I will say this. You've never sounded better. The information sounds tight and dialed in. Run it back very quickly for me on air, then take it to Twitter.
Chalk, chalk, chalk. All chalk. Colts minus 9.5. Eagles minus 6.5. Vegas minus 1.5. Rams minus 12.5. Tampa minus 10. There you go.
Just so there's no confusion, we're not talking about the newest member of the XR4TI, Chalk. But I don't want to talk down to people, but for those who do not understand, what does Chalk mean?
Going with the favorite and laying the points on every single one of these.
Chalky as hell. Nice job, Head. Good luck. Let's get down. Let's get paid. Let's get it.
Thanks,
good
Jim.
Good job, dude. Good job. I feel good about it. I really do. I think that was one of his best efforts to date. Time will tell. If we go over the weekend, then I'll be talking bleep about it. Listen, it's hard. It's really, really hard. But that is the Big Head Bet segment. That's who he likes. I think I like everything he likes. And that's not always the case. I went against him last night. I got paid. He did not get paid last night. I like what I hear. Let's take a short time out. That was fun. Good stuff.